they go what we call ex parte. They don't give anybody a chance. They don't give the pastor a chance. They don't give the school a chance. They don't give the church a chance to respond to whatever applications they are making. And as I said, anything that touches on fundamental rights of even an individual in this circumstance, you must always go to court. You can never, ever be able to go and deny somebody's fundamental rights by word of mouth or by going to make a plea. They have frozen the accounts of the church. They have frozen the accounts of the pastor. At least if it is the pastor you wanted, you could have frozen his accounts. Anybody else by extension who benefits or does work for the church and the school is now locked out. Were they given a chance to respond? It did not happen. So when we say that the state is a chameleon, you now understand. Now, the prosecutor has come to court. While he was trying to tell the court that he needs time to respond to our application with further affidavits, the state again seems not to be knowing what it is doing. Because by one mouth, they are coming and saying that they want to respond. By one mouth, they are in another court trying to get orders. So this prosecutor seems, can I say, totally clueless. He does not know what is happening. He needs time also again to respond to that issue.